This is CliffCentral.com.
You see what I did there, guys? Admit, that was swag. That was hella swag,
that
yo.
That was very good.
All right, but yes, guys, it's Friday. It's fucking Friday.
Right.
Guys, and you are live with the Millennial Gen team. It is your boy, Kanye Palmer. I'm running things today solo dolo. And because these other guys are not here to defend themselves, I would like to say that I am by far the best member of the Millennial Gen.
I don't know if that's true.
So you couldn't just have my back, dog.
I mean, I'm also on the Millennial Gen team.
Okay, I got you. I'm the best male member of the Millennial Gen team, right?
Yes,
right?
Yes. You can take that one.
Thank you. Okay, y'all. So we got some fire for y'all today. We got a really good show lined up for you. Well, first out, I'd like to shout out my boy Midnight for this beat that's bumping in the background. The brother made it just for us here today, so thank you. But let's get to introducing the people that we have on. So like I said, I'm solo dolo for the men's, but I do have the very beautiful Zintle here as my co-host.
Yes, hi guys, I'm Zintle, or Z does the most.
Okay.
I just joined the Millennial Gen team.
Yes, you did, and we would just like to welcome you.
Thank you. Do I get a round of applause?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I like that. Okay, so you can tell them a bit more about yourself just now, but why don't we introduce our first guest? Brother man, take it away, introduce yourself.
All right, my name is September Arts. I am an artist involved in music production, composition, composing, sound engineering also. Basically anything to do with music, I'm your guy. So yeah, I'm there for the services. Events, clothing, anything to do with art also, I do it. Paintings, whatever. You want me to paint your face? Let's do it. Yeah.
This brother definitely just dropped an entire CV on us. Oh wait, that's nice. Yeah. So how long have you been in this? What's the first creative field that you dabbled in, rather?
The first one was painting, visual arts. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember when I started, because, like, you know those flashbacks you have of yourself as an infant and stuff like that?
Wild.
I can remember myself basically drawing cars on, you know, like soil and whatever, just trying to trace something and make art out of it, just trying to put together like clay and, you know, create something that creates an image out of it. So yeah, I started from
like
infancy.
Way back. I don't remember shit from my infancy.
Yeah, I
don't remember a damn thing. No, I like there's one memory I have, but like I'm not even sure if it's like a legit memory. It may just be one of those things that I possibly fabricated.
Yeah.
But like it was just a kid's birthday party. That's all I remember. A kid's birthday party, and I was just running around wiling. Like, do you know how? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How kids do. I had a couple toys in my hand. I was running around with my friend, and I just remember us screaming like, yeah. Chasing after each other, like, yeah. Oh, the good old
what
days.
What age do you think that was?
I think I was like maybe 4 or 5. I was definitely very small. Like, but I think I had snot on my face, so I was that young.
Yeah, I think most of us can only go as far as 4 or 5.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Anything. Yeah.
So my psychology textbooks.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, psychology textbooks, for bringing that to light. Okay, tell us a bit about the name September Arts.
Oh, September basically comes from Latin. It's actually Latin. It means 7th, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first ever calendar to exist actually started in March, hence the February. Okay, I'm going philosophical and yeah, right.
Nah,
now
go for it.
Hence February, when you talk about the leap year, you're talking about a year that is extended in February, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That day, yes. So the initial year started in March, and then September means 7th. It's which is the number of perfection in Christianity.
Oh
also.
Shit,
yeah, so it means the perfect
mind.
Yeah,
<alone. laughs> that shit
yeah,
is
so
crazy.
It means
dude.
The perfect artist.
Fuck,
that's really dope.
That's so dope.
That is dope.
Dude, and the thing is, when I first read that, I was like, what the hell is September art? Kinda I thought like your birthday was in September or something like that. I never thought of
it. Okay, also that too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, is it also in September?
Yeah, it's also in September.
What
damn.
On the 3rd.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Well, happy birthday for them. I ain't gonna remember that for shit.
So, what they talking about when they talk about spring break?
Okay, Miss Z does the most. Yeah. Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself? Introduce yourself to the people.
Okay. As I said, my name is Zintle.
Mm-hmm.
I am a blogger. That is what I do. Also content creator. So I take pictures. I won't call myself a photographer because I don't think I'm that good yet, you know.
I mean, I think anyone who has, first of all, like, you guys can't see this, but I feel so famous because there are so many cameras in this booth right now. Yeah. Like, damn. As I was going to say, I think a photographer is anyone who creates art with something that captures a picture. So if you take a photo, you're a photographer, even if it's just on your phone. Mm. Like, I mean, last week we were talking about kind of owning what you want to be, owning like your place in this world. So he was that guy, Osho, the rabbi. First of all, you motherfuckers need to go and listen to last week's show because damn,
it was good.
It was crazy. It was crazy. But he was basically saying that, like, you can't just call yourself the guy making beats in his room. You're a producer. You know, you can't just call yourself someone who takes photos. You're a photographer.
Yeah.
Own that
shit.
So let
me own it. Okay, again. Hi, guys. My name is Zinche. I'm a blogger, content creator, photographer.
Bam, 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 bam. Yes.
So that's really what I do. I'm hoping to break into the media industry. Hence, I find myself over here right now.
Right.
On the Millennial Gen. And if
the
you
best
want
show on Cliff Central, just BT Dubs.
Yeah. Just throwing it out there. And if you want to check out all these cameras that are here, go onto our Instagram page, you know. That's free advertising.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so what do you do 9 to 5?
9 to 5.
Mm. First of all, what's your blog called? And then tell me what you do 9 to 5.
Yes, okay, so my blog is called Bell Bottoms Blog. It's a play on words. My surname's Bell, so yeah, I'm calling it Bell with an E. So I named it Bell Bottoms Blog. 9 to 5, I'm a student. I go to vets. I'm studying media. That's what I do.
That's dope. Okay, yeah. Back to Mr. September Arts. Mr. Perfect Artist. What's your 9 to 5, Machi?
I'm also a student.
Yeah, what are you studying?
I'm studying media at Boston Media House.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, we should link up.
We should, right? We should, yeah. So, yeah, I'm into that. Also, I'm into digital marketing. I think it's important right now for my music. So most of the time when I'm not in class, I'm busy trying to reach out to people on the internet to listen to my art and all of that.
That's dope, dude.
And that social media is like the easiest way to get your stuff out there.
Social media is so powerful, guys. Don't sleep on social media.
Yeah.
Like, social media can make or break stars. Like, for reals. Okay, so you said your first dabbling with the creative sphere was you drawing cars in the mud or whatever. Then where did you go from that? What was next?
What was next for me was poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I started with poetry when I think I was in grade 4. So I used to I traveled a lot in my youth because my mom was going through a lot at the time, and then she got married, so I moved in Northwest and what so forth at the time. And then that's how I got into poetry. When I moved here in Joburg, I went to a school called Alston in Leondale, and there was this kid who used to like rap a lot of Eminem, right? And I started writing poetry then because like I enjoyed what he was doing. So I think that's how I also got in touch with the music side of things, because I never could separate the poetry with the music.
Yeah.
That's dope, dude. So, like, could you read us a poem today, maybe?
Have you ever performed?
I mean, I know you're supposed to be here for the music, okay, but, like, maybe... We'll play your song first, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about the song.
I was about to drop one, but, yeah.
Oh, are you ready?
I'm ready, dude.
If you're ready...
He's owning your craft.
Own your shit. Are you ready? Let me turn down the music for you real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready already?
Yeah.
Damn, that was so quick, though.
Okay,
take it away, brother.
This poem is called The Collage, right? It's about, my connection with art, basically, all forms of art.
Okay.
So I hope you can catch on with the buzz.
Okay, away.
It goes, this lyric's my collage. These dreams are crooked, my montage is showing life in different eyes. I'm lifting minds into a cloud. We're shifting slow inside this paradigm. We grip on mountains, watch the world fall. I watch them flinch as they clinch and return to soil. This lyric's my collage. These words sketching pictures, painting pigments on pavement jungles that we grew up on. I hoover with a god, I'm loud as a horn. Africa's last instrumental through the art I was born from the soil as this lawn. This lyric's my collage until my face on front covers so these kids can buy this magazine for school projects. I school projects, I'm hood honored. I beat the odds cause I've been naughty with the colors. Dreaming rhyme for all the patterns in my pillow covers. Our dreams will come alive, colors will walk with mankind. Honor will know this flesh and blood, this poet's mind is filled with wise. He breaks enigmas for the black child. The name September, I'm a psalmist. Brave as Daniel, silence a lion. piece.
Shit. Wow. No, like I can definitely see like the rap
the rapping coming through.
Yeah.
Cause like I was even thinking like what beat can I just
put on this?
You know, just yeah. to make a buck. That was crazy, dog. Oh shit. Okay, so now from poetry to rhythm in poetry. Tell us about that step.
Okay, that step happened initially. I can say I started with music in grade 8. I met this guy called Dali. He works with OK Wasabi, Benny, that's
what. You know Dali?
Yeah,
I know Dali. We went to high school together.
So,
Dali came through to school one time and I asked him, dude, like, how do people get beats and stuff like that? He's like, nah, I've got this software called Fruity. So he gave it to me and I started producing beats from then.
Mm.
And then that's how I took my beats into studios, started rapping. There's another guy called Crystal Peter. He does, what's this? You know that the music they use for films, most of it.
There's a word for it.
There's a word for it.
Is
yeah.
it score?
Yeah.
It's a movie score. I think it's called the
movie
scoring.
Scoring yeah, he like does. That. He does that for Rhythm City now.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So he was the first producer I ever worked with in studio, and yeah, to see like everybody that I started with actually doing their own thing separately at the moment is quite inspiring also. But yeah, that was my transition from poetry into making music. Yeah.
Okay. Alright, well, we have your song Cherry Blossom here.
Yeah.
And this song is even on Apple Music. Big ups, dog.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so do you want to tell us one? Okay, do you know, let me play the song first and then you can mm-hmm. tell us all about it afterwards. I think that would be the best way by far.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Alright, so ladies and gentlemen, we have the brother September Art here with Cherry Blossom. Enjoy.
And the man lives over here. The tire burns, but we hang ice on our necks. When the knife cuts, it's an open soul left. All you have is yourself and your last breath. The more the merrier, then the mysterious can decorate your interior. Don't internalize your opinions, cause your thoughts can paint you a new world. With peace, love, and some kindness. I kinda like this, and mankind like this can be pilots. And blind to a new dream. Long road to riches when you're on your feet. But it could be even longer, tell me how you feel. How did your hope get killed by the politics? The shade had the windows to your soul, this is how we live. The religion lied to you when you're in your deep. Don't burst my bubble, it's a planet. It's what you wanna tell the world living on it. If you wanna be happy, then be honest. You want love from people you don't know yet. Until your pride is seeking to be honored. Moving backwards to everybody's armored. With ideas of success that are altered by the media stripping Africa's daughters. Die with your principles as a martyr. Don't let your spirit ever die in a prison of ideas. Or you're here to keep you from flying with the leers. What you aspire for is what's gonna be your tears. So cry me a river, I'll be damned if you don't. In a village where people are dying from the drug. In a city, the thirst trap is all you know. I wanna build a world in a bubble, flow with me now.
Thank you, brother. Wow. That was dope, dude. Okay, I mean, the first and most important question is, why don't you tell us a bit about the song? Tell us about the name, the inspo, all of that.
Okay, the name of the song is Cherry Blossom, okay? Mm-hmm. The subtitle for the song is Bubbles.
Oh.
So, both have a significance, right? With a cherry blossom, it's this tree that springs in spring, mm-hmm. right?
It's in September.
It's in spring, yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's why I chose the song to be, like, the lead single for my upcoming EP. But the whole significance behind it is that with cherry blossoms, they only last a week. They're the most beautiful thing,
wow.
but they only last a week. And then there's
that's
the sakura fall, right? Right. And it says there's a world in a bubble, build a world in a bubble where no one has no troubles, right? But then a bubble also bursts. So it's like with the song, it's sort of like the writing is about the many problems that happen in the world. And can't we have like a moment of peace? Right,
yeah.
Even if it lasts for 10 minutes, it would do much. So that's basically the whole mind state writing the song. And yeah, it deals with a lot of social issues. Like in there, you'll find xenophobia, you find women abuse. Actually, if you listen deeper into the lyrics, you'll find violence and what so forth.
Mm.
So yeah,
are these the type of things that you take inspiration from for your music? Like where do you? Yeah.
My upcoming EP is called Echoes Where Children Play. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It was inspired by the place where I grew up. I grew up in Fos Lares, and with the whole song, basically the mentality was that I was trying to get into the minds of the people I grew up with, like who they used to be in when we were young and who they are now, right? And what type of troubles they went through, what type of things we were witnessing as kids that affected us at the moment. So those are the type of inspirations I take into my music, the people that are around me, the people who I grew up with, and yeah, my surrounding basically. I feel like Ikasi, in a sense, is sort of like a mental prison to an extent, you know, because the issues that are there, like when you talk about service delivery for people, right? Those things actually play an impact on young people.
Yeah.
You know, for an adult, you can handle it, but for a child, it doesn't really set you up to grow up to become somebody. So for me right now to be able to be on Clip Central, it's a miracle for me. So that's why I write such music.
Yeah. Ah, dude, that's deep though. Like I really like that your music has a message and there's like deeper things. It's not just like that shame.
Just get money.
that trap music bullshit. Like I like trap music on occasion, but I mean music with soul, with purpose. That's the thing that's gonna take you far, my G. So keep doing that, cause big ups, brother. Okay, all right, y'all. So, for those of you who listen to the show frequently, y'all know that we're trying to bring in this thing of having a monthly narrative, right? So, last month, it was about Youth Month.
Mm-hmm.
And this month, last week, we have to make a correction. Last week on the show, me and Adair said that it was Mental Health Awareness Month. I did some research, and I was wrong. Mental Health Awareness Month is actually in October. So we will talk more about that, like, leading up to and in October. But for this month, I would like our narrative to be the best and the worst things about South Africa. But emphasis on the best, and obviously from the perspective of the youth. Now, the most important thing about this, and I've been thinking about this quite a lot, right? So, I mean, we are fortunate... My bad. We are fortunate enough to have this platform and we have people who listen to us. So based on that, we have the responsibility to say things that are going to better our society, better our generation, you know. So that's why I said emphasis on the best. I don't want this just to be a session where people go and they start knocking South Africa, saying it's shit and stuff like that. I mean, just like every country, we have the good things and the bad things.
Yeah.
And here we're going to discuss both. But... Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, I said emphasis on the good stuff, alright?
So let's start with the bad stuff.
Alright, go for it. Do you want to take it away?
I will start. Okay, so my one that I came up with is that we're very progressive on paper, but in reality, we're not so much there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So does anyone want to...
Like, I think elaborate more. I think I definitely agree with you. I think a lot of people in South Africa want to think they're woke. And I think this is something that can even be applied to a lot of the world. But let's keep it chill. a lot of South Africans, they want to play like they're woke, but they don't want to actually do the things that make a difference.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of South Africans are still very small-minded.
Exactly.
But yeah, like, how do we change that? How do you guys think we should go about changing that?
I know this is so strange, but being at university has changed my perspective on everything.
100%. Because you realize the world isn't just you or your school, you know. It's crazy.
And even just the subjects you do. So I do a general BA. And there's so many things I didn't know, like so many topics we discuss, race, gender, sexuality. And these are things that, you know, people don't talk about just every day at home when they're with their parents. And those are like topics I think people really need to be exposed to. Because if not, then you stay stuck in this mentality of, okay, I live here, so I only know what's going on in Sandton or with my friends or my family. But we really need to know what's going on with the people like...
everywhere.
Yeah, in Cape Town, in
people who aren't in the same circle as us, exactly. Basically. I agree with that 100%. I also think that is one of the problems. People live in their bubble. People, they don't want to venture much further than their comfort zone, you know. How about you, Mr. Arts? What say you?
Okay, on what she said, when it comes to, because you just said some people will talk about being woke and what so forth, but they don't want to take a step, right? I think with that, the first step that I think a lot of young people should take is supporting each other. Like, that is the biggest thing
straight
ever.
Damn, you know? Straight.
Yeah, because like let's look at it this way, right? Let's talk about a public example. Look at Casper, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Everybody has different personalities, and somebody would say, I don't like Casper, but is it possible for you not to like him and still be able to support him though?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, he's a young black man trying to do something with his life, right?
Yeah.
So it is better to support what he does so that we can all, in a sense, have a platform, because with him filling up domes and what so forth, it kind of creates a space for us to be able to tour. I myself am planning to tour sometime in my life.
No, and it shows you that you can support. Do it. It shows the black child out there that it can be you. It can be, like, don't stop with your dreams. Keep going with the hustle, you
know? Exactly. Okay.
Now, how about you? What would you say... Now your answer, the best and the worst thing about South Africa.
Okay, let me start with the worst. I think the worst is the fact that we are recycling old people and giving them the same job position, like them
that
not
is
growing.
A big issue.
Yeah,
very
them
big
not
issue.
Growing is kind of not encouraging for us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, even presidents that don't change their ways, but we'll get back to that some other time, you know? But. In terms of the good things about South Africa, what can I say about South Africa? Damn.
Why are we struggling?
But it's like, the thing is, I think we struggle because it's like, I mean, I think the way media is set up, like, we only hear about
the bad
stuff.
The bad stuff.
And we always complain, like, no one compliments, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, how I always know, like, because I was also thinking about this, I've been thinking about it for quite a while, and I was also stumped. I was like, how can I not say what I love about this country? But one thing I always go back to is the fact that I know that I had a very happy childhood in this country.
Yeah.
And I've grown up enjoying life, enjoying sunshine. I've been surrounded by great people, a variety of great people too, you know? So that's always how I know that there's a million great things about this country.
Yeah.
We just need to start the dialogue. You see what I'm saying? So anybody listening... So hit us up on Instagram, hit us up on
Twitter,
hit us up wherever it may be, and send in your answers. Like, send us what you think the best and the worst things about South Africa is, and let's get this conversation going.
Yeah,
guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in, brother man.
All right,
we unfortunately
so
have run
me.
Out of time. All thank right. you for the poetry. Actually, wait. We have time. We have a little bit of time because you need to tell us the other things you're doing. Tell us about this 9 month art company.
All right. So 9 month art is my baby. 9 month art started in 2015. So we are 3 years in right now. It's a recording company.
Okay.
I also use it for other platforms. Just by the way, I want to branch out into film and television. I also want to branch out into investing in art, basically, like paintings and stuff like that, because I feel like there's not enough investors and what so forth. So but the core product that 9th Month Art deals with is music. So at the moment,
is it like a record label?
Yes, it's a record label.
And you're signed to your own label?
Yes,
obviously.
I'm signed.
So
to
you're
my
independent.
Own
label. Do the thing.
Yeah.
So where's your label situated?
Right now, this is the 21st century. Companies are situated they're floating
just
online.
Around. How do you not know this?
No, but even, do you know that even Facebook technically you can't actually say Facebook has a building.
So you can't go to the head offices of Facebook?
They have the head offices because it's necessary now.
Yeah.
But when it started, it was just a company,
a guy,
someone
a
sitting
laptop.
At home. And mm-hmm. it was floating, and
the
they made
power
a billion
of
from
the
home.
Internet.
Yeah.
So what about your studio time? Where do you record? Like,
oh,
do you have your own studio?
Home studio. Yeah.
Oh, so you made a studio? Yet?
Yeah.
I think I can rap, so I'm gonna come lay down some tracks.
Why
don't
you give us some bars right
hell
now?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Right now.
How's about you do that?
no. And that is all we have time for, guys. But brother, keep doing what you're doing. Tell the people where they can find you on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Wherever you may be, tell them where they can find you.
Alright, first things first, Instagram. You can find me at September Arts, one word, September. You know how to spell September, you know how to spell arts, one word though. On Twitter, September_arts, September_arts on Twitter. And then Facebook, it's September_arts.
Okay.
Alright, well, thank you so much for coming in, brother. Keep
thank you so much for having me.
We will be in touch. We'll
and support the Millennial Gen, yo.
Yeah. Alright, yeah, but like I said, just keep doing what you're doing. Like, I mean, people, if you are an up and coming artist and you want to do the things, you heard it here first. 9 months RT did it himself. Yeah. So yeah, hit us up, we'll hit him up, and let's make some things happen, y'all.
Trust.
Alright, so we're gonna have a quick music break, and I'm gonna play you guys. Have you guys heard Nasty C's new album, Strings and Blings?
My God.
Boy.
My God.
Boy. Okay, so I'm gonna play you guys Legendary from that album, because that's actually probably one of my favorite songs on the album.
Yeah.
But yeah, enjoy, y'all.
Keeping it local.
Yes, exactly.
Straight up.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what is up, y'all? So we back once again. Shout out Nasty C for that banger right there. That one was called Legendary for all of y'all who want to find it, and I really think you should, because if you haven't heard that album, the whole thing is super high fire flames, yo. Alright, so we did a young switch up, yo. We got some more fire in the studio today, guys. We got some more heat. I just need to sort out this brother 808's mic, you know, because we want to be able to hear this brother, you know. But yeah, so for those of you who listen to the show, you know that we've had our brothers from the internet wave on the show quite a few times. We've had Hash on the show. We've had who else? Have we, yeah, we had
solve Nat. The problem.
Yeah, we had solve the problem. We've had a lot of those brothers. Yeah. So we had to bring in the last remaining couple. We had to. Right. All right. So first of all, let me introduce y'all. Right. So first off, we have the brother 808X, the motherfucker who still owes me bed music.
You know what time
it is. Yeah.
Yo,
okay.
How you doing,
you know, welcome. Thanks for coming back, brother. And another repeat offender. We have Mr. FCA Nash, dog. Say what's up to the people.
Nash Sable, bro. All the way out from MP. What's up?
Oh wait. Okay. And last but not least, we have a brother who has not been on the show, so it is your first time. So I would like you to welcome you to the Millennial Gen, Mr. Southside Sensei.
Sensei Southside.
Oh, my bad.
Sensei Southside.
Okay, guys. Yo, thank you so much for coming in. Like I said, we always love having you guys here, cause you guys make some dope ass music.
Hey,
shit,
you know what time it is.
So why don't you tell me what you guys are up to at the moment? Why don't we start with Mr. Nash Sable over here?
I just dropped an EP called Skrilla.
Okay.
Yes, I actually have heard a couple songs from that.
Oh,
it bangs,
yeah.
big ups, nice.
Thanks, brother, thanks. Yeah, so that's what I'm busy with right now. Obviously back in the studio, making some more music for the people, you know.
How long ago did you release Skrilla?
It's a month now, bro.
A month only?
Yeah, it's a month.
For sure.
2nd of July.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Oh wait, that's cool. Okay, how about you, 808? We'll save the best for last, but we'll give you some time. How about you, 808? Even though you still owe me dead music.
Yeah.
I ain't never gonna forget this, brother. Yeah. Damn.
I'm gonna hit you with the work, bro.
I hope so, dog.
I've just been mixing a whole lot of songs, cause rappers just record, so and then they leave, and then I have to do all the dirty work.
You do, right. So, like, are there any albums on the way, though? Like, is there any juice you guys can give me from the internet wave side, dog? You
I'm
know,
not say anything, but
he's pointing at our last guest. So, yo. Brother man, tell us what you're up to. Tell us what you're about.
Yo, it's your trap lord.
Trap lord.
Yeah, I'm the trap star for real. I'm Sensei Southside, a.k.a. I brought my guys.
AKA was to get the profit. You know,
yeah, but now we've been busy. We've been busy in studio for a while now. And like, I'm ready to drop a joint project with my homeboy Mikey from the Step Twins. So,
Mikey was actually supposed to come on today, but something happened.
But it's alright.
We got time. We'll have you guys. We'll have all you guys back soon. Don't stress.
Shut up.
Alright, so when's this thing coming out?
Yo,
give us some exclusive info here.
After this is gonna be after I drop the video for Jump Out the Whip. That's what I can say.
All right.
When's that dropping?
The 4th of August.
Yeah.
August is a good month. Yeah, I think it's the best month of the year. Obviously, because I was born in August.
I knew it. I saw that coming.
The thing is, all of you guys said yes. So thank you for agreeing.
All right.
So how long have you been doing this music thing, Mr. Sensei? Sensei means Mr. Hey. Sensei.
I don't know.
Yo, I've been doing this for like 3 years now. I'd say 3 years, like taking it real, real serious. Like, I think it's 3 years, honestly. So, we've been pushing.
So do you just rap or do you produce too?
No. Is that 808? I'm a rapper. That's 808. 808 on Oshuku. That's day job.
Okay.
We just rap.
So, what inspired you to get into music?
Yo. A whole lot of things.
Story time, we want it.
A whole lot of things. Nah, I feel like growing up, I done seen a lot.
Yeah.
You feel? I done seen a lot from both sides. You feel? Like your normal lifestyle and then your trap lifestyle.
Okay.
I've been through all of that.
I thought we were getting deep here. Like.
No, for real. That's some deep things.
The real trap.
Nah, that real trap. I feel like people don't actually know that real trap right here. That's what I'm trying to show people, that like there's something deep going on. This is how people live these days.
Yeah,
trap lifestyle.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's bad and good at the same time.
You enjoy it, don't you?
Yo, man, I'm about that life. for real. So
okay,
I'm gonna educate people on that.
On the trap lifestyle, right? So how many songs, EPs, mixtapes have you released?
I haven't released a mixtape.
Is it Jump Out the Whip? Is that your first track?
Yeah, that was my first track. Only I put
track
out.
Yeah. Okay. I actually have that lined up for you.
Hey.
So finish saying what you're saying, and then we'll bless the people with some of that.
And we dropped two. There's my homeboy, Pop's Not the Father. Both of us, we call the Eastside Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Eastside Yacht Club.
Okay.
Yeah, from the East Side, Kim Park.
Hey,
for real. So,
okay.
We got Delilah and 500K. You should hook that shit up.
Okay, all right. Do you know what? I got Jump Out the Whip here.
Word.
Ready. So I'm gonna hit the people with this first. Okay, y'all, we have Southside Muhammad, Sensei Southside, correct?
Yeah, with
Jump Out the Whip, his first single out. You heard it here. Enjoy.
I mean,
time to do the
Man, I just jump out the way.
the cook, I'm a crazy. My bitch and her baby, she wanna have one of my kids. Pushing my job out the whip. Pushing my job out the whip. Man, I just jump 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 out the whip. The cook, I'm crazy. My bitch and the baby, she wanna have one of my kids. Pushing my job out the whip. Pushing my job out the whip.
Woo! Shit!
Goddamn!
I see what you were saying about that trap life, dog. You guys should have seen how these guys are up and jumping and shaking right here in the booth, y'all.
I just got educated.
Nah, that's dope.
Now I see the trap lifestyle.
I see. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for bringing it to our attention, dog.
Nah, for real.
Alright, so 808, was that beat you or what?
Yo, man, shut down when it heard my ting.
Oh, damn.
As soon as you hear that, you know what time it is.
Yeah.
And big ups to you. You're always coming with the fire, man. Oh, wait, yes, man. You and these beats, dog. So what do you? Is this what you spend your day doing? Do you just wake up in the morning? You're like,
actually,
I'm gonna fuck up a beat.
Back then, I'd make like 10 beats a day.
Yeah,
10 beats a
day. On some Jay Dilla shit.
Shit, Jay Dilla's even bumping in the background.
You know, but yeah, but and then over time, it became like, okay, one song. Like a day, and then one song a week. Now it's like, okay, one classic at a time.
Yeah, but I mean, so like the quality of them must have obviously been getting a lot better from when you were making 10 a day till now.
Yeah, back then it was like just throwing in ideas and shit.
Yeah,
and then now it's like XP. I don't have much XP. But the XP I have. XP I have.
I think that was pretty XP, dog. That beat was fire, dude. And I've been hearing some of the stuff you guys have been putting out. So big ups, dog. Shit.
Shut up.
All right. Mr. Nash Stable.
That's right.
What's up, player?
Challenges.
What's up? Tell us about your mixtape, dog.
Hey, bro. My mixtape is called Skrilla.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mentioned, it's basically me putting out my thoughts of where I've been. Like I said previously when I was here, that when the kids was playing on the playground in primary school, I was in the tuck shop selling snacks.
Oh, hustling.
Chasing that Skrillex. I mean, I didn't want to chase that PK thing. Tough PK things, they say, hey, chowing the church man is tin tin. So basically, I needed my own thing. I mean, so that's what Skrillex is about.
So Skrillex is like money.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Hella cash.
That's so,
right.
Okay. Like, so where's the slang word from? I've never heard Skrilla in my life. I've heard Walla.
Skrilla. Wapanee.
All about Skrilla, man. Skrilla.
Dog, who says this? Where did you guys get this nonsense from?
Internet waves.
In the trap.
Yo, shit, I need to educate myself because I didn't even know.
Yo, where's the trap dictionary at?
I'm going to drop that for just trust. I'm going to drop that for the people. Yeah, for real.
All right, so how long did this project take you?
Yo, bro, I can't even say it took me this long because when I thought I was done, it wasn't done.
So more ideas just came through.
Exactly. So we changed and we changed and we changed and we changed and changed. I got frustrated and we changed and, you know.
But I mean, that's art. Like, this art takes time right now.
Exactly.
True art takes time. Yeah. It takes practice. It takes finesse. It takes all of these little 10, things.
10,000 hours.
10,000 hours, you know?
No doubt.
Big ups. Shout out Malcolm Gladwell. Yeah. Okay, so a better question. When did you start this project? Because I remember you played, last time you were here, you played Vanguard for us.
Yeah.
I remember that was an exclusive, and now I'm bangs.
And I
that's
got
why
a
we
horn.
Brought you back, dog.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been working on this project for?
We started it maybe end of February. End of February.
End of February this year?
Yeah.
That's not long at all, dog. Damn.
What? That is long. Like, musically, that's like 10 years, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, what's a normal timeline to make and release an album in the music biz?
Yeah.
Let me not say the music biz, but for us.
For you guys.
I'd say a week if we really
focus.
Because, like, if
we a week for a whole album.
Week?
Yeah.
Get like, the fuck out my stuff. Like, leave here with your life.
I should you not. You don't understand, like, we have a lot of songs that aren't even out, bro. We work every day.
So this is your guys' 9 to 5. This is your grind.
For real.
It's
for real.
20,
I don't know.
24/7. Yeah. 365.
That shit.
This brother definitely forgot that they were 24 hours in the day.
Friday the
13th. But me, I'm locked down.
Oh shit, it's Friday the 13th.
Oh yeah.
It's bad. Don't say it out loud.
Oh god.
Okay, wait. Alright. Okay, I had a question, but I was just laughing, dog. Shit, this brother forgot that they were 24 hours in the day.
No, I wanted to say 35/8.
Okay.
It's the trap lifestyle. Can't keep up with trap. I'm starting to get it.
You're learning quick.
Okay, so I have another question for you guys. But before I get to that question, I don't know if you guys heard, right? So we're doing this thing where we have monthly narratives. So different things that we talk about and we ask each of our guests on, you know, because we have this platform, it is our responsibility to spread the word, to spread knowledge, to spread goodness, to spread love, to spread laughs, all of that bullshit.
No, no.
last month, our narrative was our responsibility as the youth, because it was Youth Month, right? So now, this month, our narrative is the best and the worst things about South Africa. Emphasis on the best, though, because we're doing this to move the country forward, not backwards. You feel me? Okay. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of time to think about that shit, because I want your answers to be clean. I want your answers to be fire. And in the meantime, we're going to play a track from Skrilla. Now, Nash, which song did you say you wanted me to play again?
You could play Bonnie with that OG Jenny Trill, bro. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to line up Bonnie here for you. So I want you guys to think about your questions, because I told you I want good answers. I don't want no. If that shit's controversial, say it even more. You know what I'm saying? Speak up, like, be heard. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Bonnie by Nash Sable featuring Ginger Trill. That shit bangs, boy. Fucking hell, dude. Jeez. Sorry, that was a very hard F-bomb that I just dropped there. Shit, and I even left the brother's mic off. My bad, dog. Okay, alright. My first question for you is, where the fuck you get that flow from, dog? What?
Hey, bro. That's the niggas around me, bro.
Is it?
They inspire me so much, bro. Hey, and in a way, we've got too much heat behind it.
Dude, I know, dog. That's why we're always trying to get you guys. Yeah. You know, I actually saw this guy. I saw this guy at Genesis.
Oh.
First of all, Genesis was a mess, guys.
Thank you.
It was. It was a lot.
Is this a good mess or a bad mess?
No, a good mess. Nah, the best kind.
Yeah. Should I have FOMO now?
Yeah.
No, stop talking about it.
You're not alone.
You should have had FOMO.
Okay.
Okay, You see, now I'm busy thinking about groove and I forget my questions. Damn it.
10 minutes.
Okay, Nash, so how long have you been rapping for, G? Where did you, like, what inspires this flow, G? Because it kills. It's dope. It's dope.
Hey, thanks, bro. how long have I been doing it? For play, I started maybe in 2009, bro. Just playing around. I did it because the homies did it. Because we were dancing before.
Oh, you were in a dance crew?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Bust it down.
So, yeah. The homies started rapping, so I was like, let me try that.
Yeah.
Then took it seriously maybe from 2012.
Yeah,
2011,
2012. Dude, that's dope, bruh. That's like, I mean, you guys have been working on your car for a long. How long have you been rapping for, Mr. Sensei Southside?
Man, gotta get the name right, man. Nah, I've been rapping for like, I would say, 3 years. Like, proper.
But I mean,
yeah, like
even
proper.
Where did it start? What was the inspiration? This is my question to
both
of you.
Man, like, as I said, it was the trap
spot life.
Like, okay. For real.
Trapping since you were young.
Yo,
guy, he was trapping already.
Yeah.
Came out the womb trapping.
I was trapping. I was about that lifestyle. Nah, just that I can, like, I really understand the trap. Mm. I feel like when people talk about the trap, they always have that negativity, like, man, that nigga be trapping. He's just doing some other shit.
Yeah.
But now it's not about that. There's actually, this way people were brought up where they just have to trap, you feel, to like make it out.
Okay.
I need you to tell me more.
Define trap for me.
Yeah.
Give us some definitions. Tell us a little bit about the, educate us on this trap lifestyle. I think that's
okay.
The best
let
way
me
to put
just
it.
Give you like a scenario and where it's like a nigga where he's not educated, never had like the privileges and all of that.
Yeah.
He can't actually go out because of the surroundings and all,
yeah,
where he has to actually trap it out, like he has to sell this and that. I don't like say it loud. Sell out the bando. You know,
I know.
Like for real, where he has to like sell out the bando, sell out the trap house. That's why when I say like trap house got scales, I'm talking about, you know, I'm just trying to show you that sometimes it's just how a nigga's brought up.
Yeah.
He has to do that.
Yeah.
For real.
You have to like, make a way.
Yeah, you have to make a way to survive.
Yeah,
do or die. All right, I feel that. Okay, we have 5 minutes left. You guys have had more than enough time to think about my question. I want some solid answers, gents.
Oh, okay.
Take it away. Let's start with 808.
Educated answer.
Yeah.
No shade.
Hit me with the question. I got the answer.
Okay. So, what is the best and the worst things about South Africa, with emphasis on the best?
The best? I'd say the kids, bro.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The youth.
The youth, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because, like, for example, on like the music scene, they actually respect the craft.
Yeah.
Like, for shows, for example, if the kids are, like, organizing it, you know you're going to get your money. You know everything's going to be sorted.
Yeah.
They're going to do it right because they value you as a brand.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, it's not like, hey, you haven't blown up yet. It's, hey, shit, your stuff is hot.
Yeah.
You deserve this.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's the good part. I'd say that's the best part because everyone is taking, like, their roles seriously.
Mm.
It's no longer like, that's the American stuff. Why are we doing that?
Yeah.
So that's the best.
I like it. That was
educating. Take it away.
Yeah.
The best part.
What's the worst?
The worst part is, I'd say people who are not really catching on to the new wave.
Mm. Yeah.
The worst part, in the sense that I feel sorry for them getting left behind.
They're still stuck
but
in
then,
the old thing.
Yeah, and like people's mentality of separating, I don't know, where do you draw the line between international and sounding American?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Where do you draw the line?
That's really whack.
Inspiring and
being international doesn't mean I'm trying to be American.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
I feel you.
That's on the music side.
Okay, good
I
answer.
I can only speak on that.
Good answer. I like that. That wasn't a bad answer. That was kind of educated.
Yeah,
like
it. All right.
Sensei Southside. I got it right.
I thought
that
I was going last. Since I'm the special guy, yeah?
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're on blast now, so just take it away, dog.
Nah. I feel that I also have to agree with my homeboy, 808, on the whole new wave. I feel like we created what's the good part about it. the new wave has created like a culture where everyone's like sticking together. Mm. Nobody's hating on. That's why you don't see us beef.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new
that's
wave?
That's damn true.
For like, real. But you have don't you seen really the new see wave? Beef like that. You don't really see us beef. Yeah. You don't beef. We like we support each other's craft.
Just
we all
trying
to.
Everyone.
Yeah. We all trying mm-hmm. to make it. But now. The bad part about it is the OGs, you feel?
Yes, they need to go.
For real, you feel?
They're just not letting the new wave live.
Yeah. Mm. Like, low-key, you can feel it. Like, you can be in the same place. It can be in the same place. Like, we were in Genesis. There was some OGs there. They were, you know, we're chilling with them. We were all good. But, you know, you can feel the vibes.
You can feel the
like, yo, yeah.
like,
man,
like
this
trying
guy
to
about
blind
to take
eye
my
towards
check.
Yeah.
This, like, that's how it seems to them now. Yeah. That, yo, this guy, he really good. He's going to take my check. So I ain't even trying to fucks with him like that.
Yeah.
That's the yeah, bad part about it.
Damn.
For real.
That's crazy.
For real.
That's
but
crazy.
Now the best part about it is we going to do it.
Yeah.
You gonna take
yo,
that chip from
you? Yo, the culture,
no doubt.
Man, the new wave, man.
Man, all these new trappers, all these new trappers on
for
the
real. For real,
that's dope, dog. Okay, FC, Mr. Nash
Sable.
Sable,
that's right.
Damn, I'm fucking up all your names.
Shit, man.
Hey,
don't worry, man,
you know what time it is?
Call us back. Call us back. You'll fix it next time.
All right, yeah. Nash Sable, take it away, dog.
Yeah, for me, it's a bit more personal. Being woke is more of a wave than actually being real.
Yeah.
Damn straight. I said the same thing just now. Dude, everyone wants to play woke, but they don't want to make the move to actually be woke. You know what I'm saying?
They're saying they woke, but their actions show that they sleepwalkers.
You know what I'm saying?
Rappers.
Y'all rappers always gotta like show off. I don't understand.
That's my next Instagram caption.
Hey, credit me.
Alright, Jack, keep going.
Yeah,
saying?
That's my problem with South Africa right now. So basically, the best thing for me is that we got this. If I want it, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't take no excuses. We don't have that negativity. We go out and we take it.
Yeah.
Just like in 94.
Wow.
Oh.
Shit.
All right. Yeah.
All right, guys.
We literally
are at it. What the hell? Damn.
Whole handshake going on right now.
Woo! Gang. Woo gang.
You guys know this is radio and not TV.
Yeah, no one saw that.
We like this either way. So
yeah,
it's not about that, man.
I like it.
I like catching
on camera. Don't. It's all good.
All right, all right. But we're unfortunately out of time, guys. Thank you so much for coming in.
I was saying,
the 808. I want to bring all you internet wave niggas back in.
For
just
real.
For the whole squad. I want guys even. I want you to make a track just for us here.
Yeah.
And my bed music.
This guy's face voice right now.
Okay, all right. So we're going to go from left to right. Tell them where they can find you on Instagram, starting with the lady. On Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Just state it. Go for it.
Okay, Instagram and Twitter at Zed Does The Most. You can find my blog, www.balbottomsblog.com.
All right. Nash_Sable on Twitter, Nash_Sable on Insta, by Skrilla everywhere, Google Play, iTunes.
Hey, check me out on Sensei Southside on IG and Twitter, same handle.
All right,
Yo.
I'm official 808X.
Okay, official
on all platforms.
All right.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. From your boy at Kanye Palmer, from the Millennial Gen team. I wish you guys all life, love, happiness, and I hope you guys trap hard this weekend.
Hey, you know what time it is. You know what
we're rocking,
man.
They're not waiting for tomorrow.
Guys, again, keep doing what you're doing. Just keep inspiring the kids. Keep doing it for yourself. Keep trying to make a change in this country, because we ourselves have the power to make this place fucking spectacular.
No doubt.
And that is what we are going to do.
Yeah.
All right? Are we in agreement? That's what we're going to do for this kind of
shit.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So, to get you guys just into that weekend mood, I have ASAP Rocky featuring Skepta.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, man. You know?
All right, y'all. We out. I love y'all.
Shut down when they heard my team.
This is CliffCentral.com.